Well, Grant, were there elements there that were pleasing and other elements that weren't so pleasing?
Yes, I mean, it's never nice to get beat. But we tried a different formation first 60 minutes. Did it work? Did it not work? I don't know. We haven't really worked on it as such because training at the minute has been about a lot of fitness work. There will be a lot more game-related stuff now coming to the 3 weeks away from the start of the season. So we can work on different formations. I think it's important to have a different formation, A, B, C, whatever, building into the season. But, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing overall, but more fitness into the lads' legs. It's a good 60 minutes into some of them, 30 minutes into others. And hopefully on Saturday we can get more into them against Leeds.
Yeah, three at the back and Leo playing quite a deep midfield role, allowing him to sort of dictate the play, and he impressed again, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, Leo's had a really good pre-season. That's what he can do. He's a good player. I know there's a lot of clubs watching him, but I just hope I don't lose him, to be honest. But he's an excellent player. He takes the ball under pressure. He plays forward as well, and he rides tackles, which is he's quite gangly and strong in a sense, really, and he's good at doing that. So, yeah, pleased with his performance as well, to be fair.
Yeah, are you seriously concerned that you might lose him this summer? Are people that sort of interested? I suppose inevitable, really.
I think people's always interested in good young talent. Do you know what I mean? But he's attracting a bit of interest, but as does a lot of other players as well. It's in this stage of the season, but. No, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered about what's happening behind the scenes. I'm bothered about how well he plays for us every time we play a game.
Morgan Ferrier, I thought, put himself about first half around the channels and caused him a problem or two with his pace.
Yeah, he did okay. Yeah, him and Shaq did okay. As did Matty and Paul Taylor when they come on. But it was they didn't really get much chances. They had a couple, one or two little sniffs. All credit to West Ham, to be fair. I said in my programme notes that you're not at West Ham if you're not technically good. And they come here, and to be fair, they impressed tonight. They come here and passed the ball really well. And our boys will probably know they've been in a game after that.
Will you have another look at Morgan Ferrier at the weekend?
I'll need to make a decision on it, sit down with my staff and have a chat about it. But we haven't spoke about that yet.
Is finding someone or one of these lads that you've got at the moment popping up and starting to hit the back of the net sort of the missing ingredient you feel at the minute?
Possibly, but we have got a lot of strikers at the club. It's about getting the right one to fill the void of obviously Lee. He's a big loss for us, but we've brought Tails in to replace him, and it's about finding the right partnership now. I did say to the players, they might have forced my hand really to start playing my team a little bit earlier against Leeds on Saturday. I think they need to start getting to know each other more. At the minute, I've been mixing the teams about, trying to get everybody minutes. But I think they probably could have forced my hand now to get it nailed down earlier and give us a good three games at it before the Rochdale game.
So we'll have a good idea on Saturday when we see you starting 11. That's possibly your thinking for Rochdale?
At the minute, I'm saying the people who's impressed me in pre-season so far, that's what I'm saying. Rochdale is still a long time away. There's still time for people to impress me, but they've had four games now. And I said that, it's about getting the shirt on your back, really. So... we've seen a lot of them for four games, and it's about time we've seen, the team that has impressed in pre-season and it could play at Rochdale.
Santos all right? Was that a tweak groin?
Yeah, he has. He's tweaked his groin a little bit. I don't think it's anything too serious, but obviously I'll check with the physio after.
Yeah, and you said before coming into today you didn't want any more injuries. That'd be a bonus. So as long as it's not too serious, you'll be happy enough.
Yeah, and John Taylor pulled out before the game as well with a problem with his knee or back of his knee, I think. But them two will be assessed over obviously the next couple of days, and hopefully they're not too long.
Yeah. Any news on the left back? I know you're still looking, trying to get one in.
We should know more hopefully by the end of this week. We've been in contact with a few clubs, to be fair, over them. The ones we've been in contact with, they are away with the Premier League clubs at the minute. But hopefully we'll know more Thursday, Friday on that.